Hello, everyone. This is your girlfriend Tess, and welcome to season 3, episode 3, Dominating Daddy. Before we get into the episode, I just want to say thank you to all the new listeners and for people reaching out and letting me know how you've been enjoying the show. And especially thank you for going back and listening to old episodes. I really, really appreciate that. And that super helps with numbers. It's amazing. Special listener shout out to David Gonzalez. Happy 34th birthday coming this Sunday. He has some sweet dance moves, you guys. So just keep grooving, friend. Thank you for listening. I'll leave his Instagram here if you guys want to check him out and give him a follow. So that's that. You guys, thank you so much for being so kind and helping me have a nice start to season 3, like better than I ever expected. So thank you so much. Okay. Dominating Daddy. Now, when I was thinking about this episode, I was thinking about how my sexual encounters have been for my 32 years of existence. And, you know, I have always preferred and I like being dominated. I like, and I've talked about this in the show before, I like having someone else just take control of me, know what they're doing, and going with that. That's like my get my panties wet kind of thing. But there are some times when that energy just kind of strikes you and it's like, follows you into the bedroom. So my normal, usual, like dominating energy kind of like goes full force and it wants to fucking dominate. And that has been the energy for this last week. And it kind of got me into thinking, you know what, I should talk about this, because I was talking with someone, I'm not going to name names because he's going to keep anonymous. But he was telling me about there's this thing called FetLife. Okay. And just as I was curious doing some research, I got into it, right? And FetLife is like fetish lifestyles. And so like, this is like a thing. There's like millions of people on this. This is like all over the place. Okay. And he was telling me that he actually knows someone that is, and I'm not laughing at like what you're into and I'm not into it, but she's like a vegan and she's highly sought after, this gorgeous woman, like a dominatrix, because she shits in people's mouths, which, you know, to each their own. And if you do that, girl, great. Actually, that's kind of talented, because I can't even shit if someone is like in the same room as me. I'm just like, are you listening to me poop right now? It's very awkward, you know? So if you can shit in someone's mouth, I guess you should get paid. She gets paid like $1,000 or $2,000 a shit. Okay. So that's cool. Okay, so when I think about dominating somebody, I don't think about shitting in someone's mouth though. So I'm definitely not on that extreme end. But you know, yeah, there, I would say the times in my that I have felt this like urge like kind of come to surface has been more in my lesbian experiences. It's more that like that, and I was like, man, I was a man in my past life, because it's like, you know, you're like making out with her and you're just like, reach your hand down and like touch her over her pussy and you're just like, yeah, that's fucking mine and I'm gonna fucking eat the shit out of that, I'm gonna fuck it. And so that's like the times that it like hits me, you know, like I'm like, yeah, if I was a lesbian, which I'm not, but like I think girls are fucking hot and I like jacking off to girls and I have enjoyed my sexual encounters with women. They're sexy as fuck and they're soft and they smell nice and they kiss good and they fucking turn you on as a motherfucker, let me tell you. But I, you know, and I can see where you guys get it. Like these straight men, I can see why you guys like it. Girls are fucking great. I'm happy that I'm one of them. But it's like that urgency like comes on, like, yeah, like this is my fucking pussy and I'm going to fucking eat it and I'm going to make you come in my mouth and I'm going to fucking own you. Like it comes on. So that happens with guys too. That that happens with guys, obviously, too, with me, too. It's like, this, it, like, you're going to fucking, like, give me your cum. I'm going to fucking, and I'm going to make you do it, like, multiple times over and over. I'm gonna fucking drain you until you can't fucking take it anymore. You know what I'm saying? And I like to eat an asshole. Like, I spread it, bend over, spread it, like, give me your fucking asshole. Like, let me eat you out. Fucking let me make you cum. And you're going to, you know what I mean? And it's like, edge you. It's just that control is like, you love it, right? So that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. Like I said, I haven't really been with, I haven't really been with anyone, like, man in particular that was, like, ever into, like, being dominated, like, BDSM style, like, super hardcore dominatrix, like, spank me thing or whatever. But, like, am I down for it? I'm totally down, like, down to try it. For sure, like, down for it, and like how I would picture it happening. But I have been on the dominating, like I said, the dominating side, because I'm just, that's just naturally who I am. Like, you know, kind of taking the lead, you know, being on top. You got to be on, plus when you're on top, your clit just gets in that right spot when you're like grinding hard enough, and that just feels so fucking good. So what about you guys? I want to hear about this, because I know that I have both male and female listeners, straight and non-straight people. So I'm interested to hear about, like, your experience in this. And is any of you guys part of the Svet Life thing? I need to know. I'm highly interested. I want to know about it. I don't really necessarily want to get into it, but, like, I want to know about it. I don't want to learn. I'm very interested in learning, for sure. So I was doing some digging, like, why do we like to be, like, dominated, right? And if you think about it, right, like, if you think about, like, fucking, like, movies and shit, it's always, like, the millionaire, billionaire man, like, that he's always in control, blah, blah, and he orders, like, the dominating hookers or whatever, because it's, like, for a little bit, he wants to, he's trying to experience something that he doesn't have yet, right? So I kind of was like, there has to be some kind of, like, psychology and science bullshit and behind this, right? So I was doing some digging. And there is. And I found a couple things. So without further ado, let's get into sexy science, because science is sexy. Okay, so this little bit of information, this comes from research.westminster.ac.uk. I'll leave the link in the description of this episode. So this was like this was a psychology study done back in like 2012, and basically these psychologists were wondering, like, what is it about, like, is it nice guys, like, do women prefer nice guys? And so what they did was take, like, a group of, like, 81 women, like, 81 straight women, and they had them watch a silent film of a man, and the man does three different positions. So he does a less dominating position, which is like a closed off kind of position of with his body. Okay. Then he opens his legs, like, kind of man spreads, that's a more dominating. And then he gestures, like, he opens his legs and makes gestures with his hands. And who did the women find the most attractive? It was the third one. It was the more dominating personality. It was the more attractive thing. And if you kind of connect them, it's like, you know, confidence. Who has the more confidence? People that are talking with expressionism, like expressions and gestures and being a little bit more vocal, being, you know, like, active listeners and not, like, close, not nervous, not closed off. We don't want to be that, like, even when we're picking friends and shit, we want people that are the more confident person. We want to be around that kind of person. And that's who we like. We like people that just know their shit, know what they're doing, and the more dominating type. And so all of these women, they picked number three. All of them. It was out of 81 women, the majority of these women picked number three. So the most dominant of personalities. And now I'll have to find the link to this other thing I was reading. So there was like a science research paper done. This woman was like talking about the science behind why we choose like a alpha male over like a beta male and blah, blah, blah. And even though there have been like strides made in like the toxicity of masculinity and feminism and, you know, that big divide and that big gap right there and how women a lot of the time are like sexualized in the bedroom, blah, blah, blah. It goes kind of back to like our freaking caveman days where we want to choose, you know, women are more selective of their partner because women only have a certain number of eggs versus guys who are fucking spraying out like babies at their entire life, right? So women are looking for who's going to supply the sperm for those selective amount of eggs that they have, and who can provide for them, who is going to have the better genes. And so they're looking even before we had spoken language, you know, it's who can bring in the alpha male. They're looking who can bring in the food, who has the bigger muscles, who has the more protection, who lives the long, you know, who was less sick. We want that man because that's to make babies with the alpha male, because that's who is going to potentially have our babies live longer. And obviously we don't fuck just to make babies, but this is just something that's like in our DNA. So when we are fucking like our hypothetical babies, we want to make hypothetical babies, and those hypothetical babies better be strong and fit as fuck, you know, and like live forever. So yeah, we search for that like alpha type. But also, you know, there is that nasty pressure to be the fucking provider of all the time, you know, to not have fucking feelings, or that you're going to be a pussy, like, you know, especially for men, you know, and to bring in the money to have, you know, to have the big muscles, to have the nice things, to provide for the women, to go work every day while your girl takes care of the fucking babies or whatever. There's a lot of pressure on guys. And more than sometimes I think it's recognized, because obviously while the issues with women are so, and as a woman, obviously, they're so important, in finding that equality and that balance in life. But you know, it's also, neglecting issues with men. And some of those issues are the pressures that they get put under. You know, and that's why suicide rates are fucking insane with men. Like more men fucking commit suicide than girls, because the fucking pressures of society, I'm sure, just don't fucking help. That's for sure. And there is, you know, kind of a stigma that like you're a beta if you seek help for shit. Like if you can't handle it on your own. So men, you know, do like a lot of men do like to be dominated in the bedroom when it comes to finding like sexual pleasure, when it comes to like letting loose and letting go, giving up that control for a little while, just for that hour's pleasure or whatever, 15 minutes pleasure, 5 minutes pleasure. Fuck, I'm not judging you, but they want to give it up to that feminine, you know, that it's hot. Like normally I feel the pressure to protect you. Normally I feel like I have to dominate you. And like, you know, usually the guys are, they're more built, they're bigger, they're stronger. Like I could fuck this girl up, but she's fucking me up. Like that's hot. You know, like you're letting her, like you're giving her that consent to just fuck with you and, you know, and just have your way. And then that, and like you getting pleasure from that gives them pleasure, you know? So they're, and that's becoming more and more like accepted. It's still very much more sided to like a female being the submissive, and like a male being in that dominant position. But that's changing a lot more now, especially in today's society. And if you're one of those guys that you just like to be fucking like handled, reach out to me. Let me, not that I'm going to like handle you, but I want to know about, I want to know about your experiences. Like, and did you always like feel comfortable being like, fucking spank me, babe, like make me take it? Or were you like slowly, you know, discovering that about yourself, like when it came to sex? And so I would say I learned this term. It's called like a switch, which is like, I like to be both dominating and be dominated. So I switch from side to side. So I like having both. Right. And this is going to be in like those instances where it's more like, fucking versus like, you're not like lovemaking, right? Lovemaking is like a whole other ball game. This is like, I'm here to like be dirty with you. I'm here to fuck you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like this is, it's that kind of situation. So I did some research in the pornography issue, like the dabbling in the little porn here. And just to watch, I probably sound like a fucking creep, right? Like I already know I do, like shit. But I probably sound even more like a fucking creep, like just like watching porn for research. So just watching the males and in these you know, in these instances and being dominated. Now there is pegging. Pegging is like where I would wear a strap on and like stick it up your butthole. Which I mean, I'd be down for. Like if you're down for I'd be down for that, whatever. But like that's not necessarily that's almost like a reverse role play kind of thing. And that's not always the case when it comes to dominating, like being a dominatrix. You're not always like going to be like putting your like fucking strap on in someone's butt, you know, it's there. That's like part of the thing. You're not always going to tie someone up. So like there are these like BDSM type of like little things that go along with like dominating, but there's so many like alleys. Like you could be, I guess it just really depends on like your fetish, you know, like what are you into? You want like spank, you want fucking toes in your mouth, like, you know, you want it up your butthole, like you want to have a mask on. Like there's a whole bunch of like ways to dominate in the bedroom, like, or be dominated in the bedroom. So you don't have to, if you're exploring that, if like that's like, if you're trying to like get into that, like being either being like, if you're a female and you're like dominating, you know, being more of a dominatrix in the bedroom and you fucking really dig that shit and like that really turns you on, you don't have to do it like all one thing or another. And you don't have to, you know, you don't have to, if you're a guy, you don't have to be like all in one, have all of these things like, well, I want to get it up my butthole, but I don't want to be tied up while I do it. Like, you know, there's, yeah, it's like, it's, you really have to communicate with your partner, I guess, like, this is what I want. This is what I like. So, you know, and again, guys, if you're out here, whatever you're doing, whether you're getting, being a, you know, you're doing the fucking, you're getting fucked, you're being dominated or being dominatrix, like just make sure that you're practicing safe sex. Okay. I always have to say that. I know. It's just, I feel that responsibility because I know there's a lot of people that listen to the show that, that maybe haven't had sex yet. And you know who you are. There's a few of you out there that I've talked to, and thank you guys for sharing that with me. Like your stories of virginity, but I want to make sure like, it's kind of like, hey, when you guys go out in the world, don't just go be like little skanks. Okay. Like make sure that you're like, you're handling yourselves appropriately. Okay. Yeah. And tell me your girlfriend Tess is not responsible for any bad decisions that you, okay. I mean, I may put them in your head, but you don't have to act on them. Okay. Like, geez. But yeah, so I don't know. I feel like for me, I definitely probably, even though I would say like maybe more identify as like a switch personality in both ways, I think for the most part, I am like on that submissive side because kind of that same thing I was just talking about. In most of my life, I dominate so much. I, you know, am very... I'm very fucking loud and annoying, and I'm very like in your face. I'm a lot to handle. And just a, you know, super social butterfly, like very, people always like, oh my God, you're so confident. I mean, I don't think I'm so confident. I don't know if I just am confident or I just don't give a fuck about what people think. I don't really know. Because there's a bunch of shit that I don't like about myself, of course. And we all have our shit, but I don't know if I'm saying I'm confident, but maybe I just don't care. I don't know. But I do love when like someone comes and just like they can fuck with me. Like they make me, and it's like, yes, daddy, tell me what to do. But like I said, this week I have been in this vibe, man, where like, I don't know. I don't know if it's like I'm have a little bit of like pent up aggression. So I've been like, yeah, like I want to fucking dominate, you know, and I want to be like the one dominating daddy, you know what I mean? So with that being said, bum, 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 dream scene. Okay. Welcome to the segment of the show where I talk about my dream encounter of said topic, which today is dominating daddy. Okay. So picture this. You come home, the house is dimly lit, and I've already sent a text to you saying, come home, shower, and put on your panties. I need those panties on. And meet me in the bedroom. So you shower in the hallway shower or the downstairs shower. And I'm just sitting in the bedroom waiting patiently. And you put on said underwear and you come meet me in the bedroom. When you walk in, just in a tight latex bodysuit and red high heels, my bodysuit has the tits cut out and the crotch cut out. But of course, I'm wearing some red lace underwear. And my nipples are covered by little nipple covers. And I have a tight braided ponytail in with some red lipstick. And I am just standing there holding a whip, a small one, nothing crazy, a small one. And I tell you that you've been very bad, daddy. And you have to pay now. Get on your knees. So you do. You get on your knees and I walk up to you with my pussy in your face and then walk behind you. Just pause. Just wait. And then spank your ass. Then I walk back to the bed, sit on the edge of the bed, spread my legs, and you can see my cute red lace panties covering my pussy, and I tell you, come here, daddy. And so you crawl to me, and I say, uh-uh, a little slowly, please. So slowly you come over to me, and my hand is on my pussy, my other one holding the whip. And as you come closer, I come to the edge of the bed, bend down so my crotch is right in your face, and I say, tongue out. And you put your tongue out, but you don't move. I move my pussy up your tongue. Tastes good, right? Well, you're in big trouble because it's been like 4 days and I have had none of your tongue on my pussy and I've had none of your cock inside me, and that does not make mommy happy at all. So now you have to give me what I want, and first you're gonna make this pussy come. So I open my legs, move my hand to move my panties out of the way, and then press your face
against my pussy. I still have my whip in my hand, so I reach back and I slap your back and ass.
Ooh, it hurts. It fucking hurts. I hit it hard, but you just moan right into my pussy. It's already so creamy. I've been sitting here and I've been waiting for you this whole time.
So I start to grind on your face. Your tongue is out. You want to move it. You want to move your tongue inside, but I do not let you. And then I just stand up and I tell you to bend over the bed. And you're just confused, like, I thought I was supposed to lick your pussy. No, not yet. I need a little treat first. So you bend over. I come behind you, spank you again. Oh my gosh. It hurts. Stings. You know that little sting? Your ass is nice and red, though. I pull your panties down, and I spread your ass cheeks nice and wide, and I get my treat, put my tongue right against your little asshole. So yummy. I've really, really been wanting that. So I lick nice and slow. And I just press my fingertip just barely in there. And it makes that cute sound I like when I get all my spit right there. So good. Your dick is getting so hard now. So fucking hard. But that's not... No. Your cock had a chance. You owe mommy. You had to make mommy come. So now that I had my treat, it's time for you to do your job. So I pull my panties back to the side, and I get next to you, and I say, okay, my turn now, daddy. Eat my asshole. So you have to get up, get behind me, and I reach back and shove your face in my ass, and I hold the other ass cheek open, and you drill my asshole with your tongue. In and out. But fuck me with your tongue. Oh my gosh, I fucking love that. It's my pussy so creamy. I love that. Start moving my butt against your tongue. Keep your tongue out. Keep your tongue out. You better be a good boy. Keep your tongue out. I want that tongue up my butthole. Okay. Now my clit really, really needs you to lick it. So I lay on the bed. You crawl up to me. Put your tongue on my clit. But before you do, come here. Let me taste my asshole on your mouth. Good spit in my mouth. So yummy. Okay, get down there and make that pussy come. So you start licking it. And oh my gosh, you're edging me. Start grinding my face on you. Holding it down. You want to come up for air and you barely can before I shove your face back down there. You owe me. You've been very bad, daddy. And my pussy needs to come. And you're just edging me. Oh my gosh. All of that edging is just making me fucking squirt in your mouth. And you're gonna take it. You're going to take my squirt in your mouth. You're going to swallow it like a good boy. You're welcome. I know you fucking love it. Oh my gosh, your cock has pre-cum just leaking out of it. after I come, you need to lay on your back. I am going to get on top. And I'm just going to straddle your belly, rub my wet pussy on you. I just want some kisses, some nice kisses. Can you feel my pussy so wet, sliding on your belly? Feels so good, huh? I bet that hard cock really, really needs it. So when I'm ready, I'm gonna get on top of you. Yes. Nice and slow. Oh my gosh, are you gonna come already? You're such a bad boy, daddy. Well, it's gonna stay in there, and I'm going to keep writing it until I come. So I do. And you get hard again. Oh my gosh. You're gonna come again. That's so cute. I love that. Did you like it? I really, really liked it. But now that my pussy's kind of calmed down a little bit, I think you need to eat it out and clean it up. You can't just make a mess and not clean it up, daddy. Naughty thing. So, it's okay. Stay right there. I'll come to you. I'm not terrible. My goodness. Just open my legs. It's leaking on your face already. Lick your cum out of there. Let it drip out and into your mouth. Is it yummy? My cum mixed with yours? Well, if you don't like it, the next time when my pussy needs attention, you better give it to me, because if you make me wait like that, then you're gonna have to do this again. End scene. Okay, guys, I hope you really loved that, and I hope you guys are having a great time either being dominated or dominating someone. Guys, girls, you know, theys, thems, all of you friends, all of you guys, you know, both straight, twisted, gay, whatever, all of you. Thank you guys so much for supporting me. If you like what you hear, please follow me on Instagram for more content and connect with me there. Or email me at yourgirlfriendtess@gmail.com. Also, if you guys want to start your own podcast or you're interested in starting a podcast through Buzzsprout, I'm going to leave my link in the description of this episode. Click on my link to start your Buzzsprout account. If you do, after your second paid month, which is like $12 a month to use Buzzsprout. So if you want to use a podcast, start a podcast, I recommend using Buzzsprout like I do. After your second paid month, you'll get like a $20 Amazon gift card if you use the link in my bio. Yeah, or you guys can Venmo me some money, because like I'm giving you good shit, right? Okay, I'll leave my Venmo. I'll leave my Buzzsprout link if you guys want to help support the show. And like I said, connect with me on Instagram. And thank you. I will be back here in 2 weeks. Miss you so much already. Bye.